Last week, an inmate at the state prison in Boscobel, formerly known as the Supermax, won a $1.2 million punitive damage suit against the state. 35-year-old Beryl Freeman lost 180 pounds over a six-month period in 2003. During that time, prison officials withheld his food for as long as 9 days at a stretch because he broke prison rules. Among other things, he refused to wear long pants at mealtimes and often wore a stocking around his head as a sweatband. Both are violations of the prison dress code. The court ruling bars the prison from punishing Freeman this way in the future. Freeman's attorney, David Harth, says he warned Warden Gerald Berge in court that other lawsuits are possible.
I stood up and told Warden Berge that if I heard that the institution was still practicing this policy on other inmates, that I would file a class action against him and the other officials there, and that we would say that in light of this verdict, that it was completely out of bounds for them to keep doing that.
Prison officials claim Freeman was not being punished. They say he was refusing to eat. Using food as punishment is specifically barred under an agreement the state signed to settle a 2001 lawsuit. Madison attorney Ed Garvey represented the prisoners in that suit.
And so it was clearly set forth, and the question was whether in any settlement, whether on a day-to-day basis, the administration is carrying through on the agreement or not, and apparently in this case they were not.
Garvey says this legal victory for inmates will likely prompt prison officials to stick more closely to the agreement. Former Department of Corrections Secretary Walter Dickey is the federal monitor for the agreement. He says there's a history of food disputes at the Boscobel prison. Other inmates have sued over the use of what's known as the seg or neutral loaf.
They basically put all of the food that a person's going to be served into a blender and make it into a sort of hard mass and give it to the person all mixed together.
Dickey says new rules now in place bar the prison from using the loaf as punishment, but he says there are cases where it's justified.
There are inmates who abuse their food and throw it and use it in inappropriate ways, and there are exceptions to the no neutral loaf sort of rule, because that's the only way you can get people food and not have them abuse it or use it in inappropriate ways when it is given to them.
Still, Dickey says the publicity around last week's damage award could encourage prisoners to raise the food issue again.
If they write to us about it or otherwise contact us about it, we're going to look into it because that's what our responsibility is.
Attorneys for the Department of Corrections and State Justice Department are considering whether or not to appeal the $1 million damage award. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.